So, after learning all of the information regarding the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, so everyone's asking the question, so where are the Kelim today? Where are the vessels today? What's the story? So today we're going to go through three stories, documented stories. And then we're going to, in the coming Shiurim, go through a little bit more research and things that have been printed about this topic. The first story was written by this very credible Rebbetzin. Her name is Ruchama Shein, and she wrote a book which was translated into English, maybe was even written in English. It's called All for the Boss. And in this book, I'm not mistaken, it's written about her father, dedicated to Avodas Hashem. So in this book, she quotes the following story. She says, one day her father gets a visitor, and this visitor is from Eretz Yisrael. Who is this visitor? This visitor is a Yid who was a farmer. And one day he claims that he was plowing his field, and he came upon a ditch which led to a hole in the ground. He went into the hole, and buried under the ground, he saw a poshet golden kelim, which he had assumed was the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was completely shocked by what he saw here in front of him could be kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. So he got out of this little cave or underground canal, and he marked on a map exactly where this was. And he didn't know what to do with it. On one hand, he felt that Yidden should know about it. On the other hand, he felt that if he's going to go public, maybe it's not the right thing to do. And he wasn't sure who to ask. He decided that he really should ask a Godel B'Yisrael. He wasn't exactly sure who, what, and where. So when he came to his friend, this is Miss Shane's father, who lived in America, he tells her, I have this map, what do you think I should do? And he said that what you should do is, you should bring this map to the Chofetz Chaim. He's a Godel Ador, and he'll decide if it should be public, what should we do? So the father, his name was Rabbi Herman, sent his own son, which is the brother of this Mrs. Shane, to the Chofetz Chaim. And the story goes that the Chofetz Chaim heard it. He took the map. He looked at it. And then he went to the kitchen. He lit the match and he burned the documents. He said, it may be Taka the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, but it shouldn't be publicized. Now is not the time. Basically, until the Geula, now is not the time. And that is one story about someone claiming to see the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's in Eretz Yisrael. What about the kelim that actually we know went to Rome? Today there is the Vatican in Rome. Do we assume that the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash can be stored in the Vatican? Well, according to this sefer, there's a sefer called Beis Halachmi. A little bit about the author of this sefer. This was from the early 1900s. There was a big tzaddik who was a rav in Libya. If I'm not mistaken, Tripoli is in Libya. And he was the chief rabbi of Tripoli. And one day, Tripoli gets a very special visit. And this visit is by the king of Italy. The king of Italy comes to Tripoli, and he's given, obviously, a royal welcome, not just by the Goyim. Even the Yidden welcome him. They bring him into the shul, and the chief rabbi is standing next to him. And they're making the bracha that you make when you see a king. And he was very, very impressed with this rabbi. So the story goes that shortly thereafter, this king of Italy was making a chasana. When a king makes a chasana, a lot of choshev people come. And he invites this rabbi to come to his wedding. So out of respect for the king, he comes to the wedding. And the king, the more he sees him, the more impressed he is with him. Some people, you get impressed in the beginning. But when you get to know them a little better, you get less impressed. This tzaddik, this rav, the more the king saw him and saw how he acted and how he was, the more impressed he was. So after the wedding, I guess a little bit after the Shevet Brachos, whatever the kings do over there, the king calls in this rabbi, his new friend, and tells him, what favor can I do for you? I would like to give you something. He thought the rabbi would ask for money, a raise. He says, no, I don't need a raise. I don't need money. Everything is fine. He says, nothing? I can't do anything for you? He says, if you really want to do something for me, I would like to see the vaults of the Vatican to see the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it happens to be, even though the Vatican is in Italy, Rome, it's under its own jurisdiction. It's under the jurisdiction of the Galach, the Galochim. So he said, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm the king of Italy, but I have to ask permission from the Galochim to allow you to do it. Now, the king was very close with the chief Galach, the Pope of the time, who actually was also by the wedding and also was impressed with this rabbi. And he told him, fine, I will let you come to see what you want to see. This way the story goes, on one condition, and that is that you come by yourself. We're not allowing a public visit. We're not going to be sending a whole delegation of the Jewish people. For you personally, fine. The story goes that he goes there with the Galach is escorting him. And they come to a place where things behind the curtain. The guy pulls away the curtain. And officially he sees Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Galach asked him if he wants to see more. He said, you know, it's more than enough. And he writes in his Sefer, Beis HaLachmi, that I saw enough. But interesting enough that when he finally makes it back to Tripoli, he gets very sick. And he's pretty much in bed. And 40 days later, he passes away. This is the story of Reb Yitzchak Chai Bochovzo. That's one story that's recorded. We also have another story that's recorded. And that is that there was a professor. And this professor's name was Professor Numesemt. And he was a researcher that he researched old coins. That was his specialty. He did a lot of research of old coins. Now, you can imagine that a place as old as the Vatican has a lot of, you know, ancient, antique coins. And after the war, the Six-Day War in Tovshin Chaf Zayin, one of the priests, one of the Galochim, actually invited him to come do research in the vaults of the Vatican where they keep their old coins. So the story, the way he says it is, that he comes to the vault, and they told him, you can't go in and out. We're going to lock it up. You could be inside for 3 hours. 3 hours from now, we're going to open up. No one's allowed to go in and out. He checks out these coins, and let's say 2.5 hours later, he's done. He has a half hour. He can't go out. So he's looking around, and he sees a door. That's what he claims. And he goes through the door, and sure enough, that leads to a passageway. And he claims that in this passageway, it leads to a room where he saw the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And just when he's like, can't believe what he's seeing, he hears a voice. There was a galach there that told him, this wasn't where you're supposed to be, get lost. And he goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to him, what happened afterwards was that there was a geneva in the Vatican of these coins, or some of the coins. Now they had, when you have insurance and different things, you have to bring proof what was there, the worth, the value. You know, you can't, or else someone's just going to make up. But who was there recently to prove that there was what was there and the value? So they said, oh, we had this Jewish, antique coin dealer that was just here, and he can actually testify what was here and the value of it. So officially they invite him to come back. Now, when someone needs you, you can ask for more favors. So he said, I'll only come back and testify for you and do whatever you want if you allow me to see the vaults again of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And according to him, they responded to him that they don't even know what he's talking about, and they obviously do not have any Kelim. They don't even begin to understand what he wants from them. This is the story, the way he says, and he claims that all their claims of not knowing what's going on are totally false. So this is what has been recorded from people. Now, I'm sure many of you are asking, hasn't there been any official complaint, or today there's everything is public and official, has there been any official delegation or official complaint, even by, let's say, Israel, to request or to see what's really there? And what was their response? And that we will talk about Amir Tashem in the coming shiur.